producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Okay, so today is Lincoln's birthday. Although President's Day is being celebrated, I guess, next week. Is President's Day celebrated on Monday, I think?
I think it is Monday, yes.
Yeah. I sort of liked it when it was that. Remember, it was that they didn't celebrate Lincoln's birthday. They celebrated Washington's birthday. And it was the 22nd, mm-hmm. right, of February every year.
I think so.
And they would have sort of winter break. Of course, they changed the calendar. So George Washington, I think, was actually born on February 11th.
Hmm.
But they decided to pick something, a President's Day, I guess, between. It's never before Lincoln's and it's never after George's. I remember reading that someplace.
Okay. No, his birthday, I just looked it up, his birthday was February 22nd.
No, but that's when it was celebrated by the end of his term. But during his lifetime, the American calendar changed.
Okay.
From, like, Gregorian or something to something else.
Okay.
He was actually born on February 11th, but then the calendar changed. They added more days or something. Honest.
Okay.
Do not mess with me on trivia unless it happens to be geography, and then I'm sure I'm wrong. But everything else, don't mess with me. Don't mess with me. All right. So the question is, we got Valentine's Day coming up this weekend, which is kind of a mini New Year's Eve in terms of potential for disaster, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because they're going to be, you know, all those women who thought they were going to get an engagement ring on Christmas Eve and a New Year's Eve are still holding out. So, fellas, trust me, if you're not going to give her a ring, first of all, don't put it in food. All the stories about putting it in food just end up disastrously. All right, don't do that. If you're not going to give her a ring, don't get a jewelry box that looks anything like a ring box, because she will be disappointed, and don't do that. I'm trying to think other kinds of rules. As I said, tomorrow, I never know how these things are going to work. Sometimes they sort of just run away with me, and sometimes people think, I don't think so. So tomorrow I give you an opportunity to do a number of things. You can always call about whatever it is that's on your mind, regardless of what I'm talking about or sort of encouraging. But because it's Valentine's Day proximity, I thought I'd give you a chance to be able to do a public declaration of love or even friendship, but it can't just be, oh, Manny, I just think you're groovy. It has to be either a poem, a limerick, or a song, all right? Which means you're basically going to either have to call or Manny's going to have to sing it, which I kind of look forward to, all right? And to offset that, I thought we'd also put up on Facebook the world's, your worst Valentine experience, all right? Because, believe it or not, about, I guess maybe 10 years ago, a pharmaceutical company sent me out this time of year on Valentine's Day to talk about the difference between sadness and depression, because they figured that Valentine's Day was depressive for a lot of singles. And in fact, you know, I need to find, let me see if I can find that article. I think it was from, that there was this incredibly tacky article. Let's see if I can find it. We love tacky. About, it was written by an expert, whatever that means. That's why we have to do the merchants of doubt. The sort of people anoint themselves as experts and don't actually have any idea what they're talking about. Let's see if I can find this. About the title itself is worth something incredibly wonderful. Let's see. Here we go. You're going to love this. Single on Valentine's Day, 3 tips for being mentally strong. Are you kidding me? Like somehow, you know, you can make it through. Well, man, it was so, I mean, how irritating is that? That somehow this is going to be, you know, really challenging and awful. And what I said is just I made a dreadful mistake, which I suppose I could tell you about tomorrow as part of dreadful Valentine's Day. But I had just broken up with somebody. He had broken up with me. I had taken him on to a spa for his birthday in Arizona, and I cashed in all my miles and flown us out first class. He broke up on the plane going out on the vacation, which I mean. And all I said to him was, well, you know, why didn't you do this 15 minutes ago? You know, right. And I could have left you at the airport.
Yeah,
why
no
am
kidding.
I using all my miles on this? And then I had to be with him for like 10 days. I should have just sort of dumped him at the airport and said, look, fine. And I said at one point, well, why are you doing this? He said, well, I don't really have all my ducks in a row. Could we have dinner and talk about this? And I said, no. Anyway, so that was, but so I'd just broken up with him. And like literally, like, you know, there was, and going back to New York, there was like an orange alert, you know, so it was just before Valentine's Day. It was scary. I just spent all this money on him. And so I decided to make myself feel better. I should be telling the story, I suppose, tomorrow. I should decide to make myself feel better. So I decided to go get a massage. Let me tell you, do not get a massage on Valentine's Day, because every spa has a 2-for-1. And, you know, a couple's massage. So all these starry-eyed people are wandering around in bathrobes holding hands. And, you know, I wasn't all that upset till then.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, then I was sort of upset. All right. Let's say, avoid romanticizing Valentine's Day past. Oh, please. Resist the urge to hold a pity party. See, what I think you should do is rent something like Terminator. Right? Or Charles Bronson, and root for the bad guys, right?
Well, in the first Terminator movie, Arnold is the bad guy.
That's
so
true.
You naturally.
Well, yeah, I was thinking sort of the Charles Bronson, you know,
okay.
Like death to, you know, where the body count is. create a Valentine's Day plan. Oh, please. It's only a made-up stupid holiday, folks. I mean, it is just ridiculous. Yeah, mentally strong. Oh, please. I mean, how irritating is that? It's kind of like, let's make up a problem so we can make up a solution.
Right.
If the idea of Valentine's Day makes you mentally weak, you should call me, right? Because
right.
That's ridiculous. It's a made-up silly holiday. And whether the expectations are unrealistic. So, I mean, if you're a guy, I mean, don't you feel a certain amount of pressure?
Yeah, I mean, it's the way I've always looked at it is, if you're single on Valentine's Day, then who cares? It's just, you know,
yeah.
Whatever. It doesn't matter. You know, it's just another day, you know. And
yep.
if you're in a relationship or if you're married and you know, both of you want to do something on Valentine's Day, make it kind of a special day, then.
Well, except it's the worst possible day to do it.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like my mother said about Mother's Day. She said, if that's the only day of the year you pay any attention, then forget it. And one year I sort of listened to her, so I didn't do anything. She didn't speak to me for months. But I think it is, but it's the world's worst day to go out for dinner because mm-hmm. everything is expensive, the service is slow, the food's not very good. Certainly buying flowers. Dreadful. Chocolates, I guarantee you, the next day will be half price.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, it's not. Actually, I had a really fun Valentine's Day a couple of years ago with a single friend, and we went to Shake Shack. And let me tell you, nobody goes to Shake Shack on Valentine's Day, which is great because it's, you know, it's a relatively inexpensive, you know, it's a fast food joint, and everybody's out doing roses and, you know, candlelight and whatever. And then we went to see, it was some kind of chick flick that was just awful. And I don't think we actually threw popcorn at the screen, but we thought about it. So that was kind of all right. So the idea being, do not over-romanticize this kind of thing. And that's why I decided that we would do both. That if you want, and if I had to guess, the number of people who will call in with a poem, a Valentine, or limerick, a song or limerick, is going to be dwarfed by people who are going to tell me terrible stories about Valentine's Day, which is fine with me. All right, so we come back. I'll tell you, don't forget, I'm going to tell you about 50 Shades of Grey. Is it sexy? Is it silly? Is it worth your time and effort? Will it be the number one movie over the weekend? Stay tuned. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. We'll be right back.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
This is Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year, in addition to the emotional stress on employees and their families. That's why Famous Footwear is committed to raising funds to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in the March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals and a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
For Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, that's exactly where we are. That's exactly how to get in touch with us. And we'll sort of get back and forth to the irritating phrases as we go. We just decided that we'll sort of use them as filler temporarily as opposed to, because we've already talked about them. And they are kind of fun for a while. But and we had a serious email that came in, and so we decided maybe we should do the serious rather than the silly.
And let's do that. We got an email from Mike. Mike says, Dr. Joy, I listen to your show all the time. I need some help. I've been married almost 22 years and have three children. One graduated college, one has a year left to graduate, and one is still at home, 14 years old. My concern is that my wife hardly ever talks to me or pays attention to me. We have not slept in the same bed for many years, and sex is almost non-existent. She is almost always crabby. She's gone through menopause and has some medical problems. I love her. I don't want to leave her, but life like this stinks. I love all my children and do not want to hurt them by leaving, even though I know it would hopefully not hurt our relationships. She works 50 hours a week, and it seems like she's married to her job more than to me. She makes more money than me, and I don't know if that is the problem. We both drink, me maybe a little more. She works days, I work nights. I love spending as much time with the 14-year-old on the weekends. As I said, I work at night, or I would have called in for sure before the last 5 minutes.
Thank
you. We are not. P.S. We are not drunks. We just use alcohol.
Okay, let's go through this one at a time. Certainly, working nights and her working days is going to make getting together, even for a cup of coffee, very difficult. But I think that's where you really have to start. And again, this would be a helpful time to be able to ask you the question of is there any possibility that at some point you won't be working nights? Because it's very hard to have a relationship with somebody that you seldom see. But and I'm not sure why you're not sleeping in the same bed other than working the different shifts. But I think at this moment, Mike, that given the fact you've been married for so long, that it may be worth investing a bit more time, not so much in your 14-year-old, because 14-year-olds are relatively easy to get along with, but with your wife. And presumably, even though she's working 50 hours a week, my guess is she's not working on the weekends. And while I think it's really important for you to have a relationship with your 14-year-old, your 14-year-old's job is to walk away from you in the next couple of years. And I think that you need to make your wife feel that she is still important to you. And not, I mean, the sex thing I think is going to have to be a secondary issue right now. And I'm not suggesting it's not important. I'm just saying that you don't have sex with a stranger. Well, I suppose you can, but that not in a marriage. So the idea being that the two of you are going to have to reestablish some degree of intimacy before sex is even going to be a possibility. So a date. And even it means that you take her out for breakfast when you're coming off your shift and she's starting her day. Certainly planning a weekend, maybe a weekend away. Get one of your other kids to watch the 14-year-old. You've taken all the interest that you once had for her and you've put it in your 14-year-old, which is not a very good idea, either for your 14-year-old and certainly not for your marriage and really not for you in the long run, because your 14-year-old's job is to walk away from you. And your 14 is only 14. You need to reestablish some degree of emotional intimacy with your wife, and that means spending some time together and making her feel that she's cherished and important. And the difference in income at this moment, you know, I don't know how that works out. I don't know how you pay bills. I don't know. I mean, you're working, and I think not working would probably be more of an issue than the fact that you make more money than she does, especially because she works longer hours, it sounds like you do. You need to look at the drinking behavior and make sure that that isn't something that is, in fact, impeding upon or impinging on your relationship with one another. Because if you're working nights, I assume, I don't know when you're doing your drinking, either on the weekends or at a time, I mean, before, you know, by the time she comes home and maybe making dinner for her or taking her out for dinner or taking a walk together, going to a movie together, I mean, the two of you sound like you're really roommates. You're not even roommates. You pass in the night. It's almost like you're timeshares in your house, and that's not healthy. So you're the one who got in touch with me, and I'm sorry that you can't call directly, but I think you need to say to your wife, I miss you in my life. I miss spending time with you. I miss talking with you. I'd like to take you out for a date on Friday night or whatever you think, or Saturday morning for brunch, or and you know, I'll get a babysitter, or I'll get one of the kids to come and watch Jonathan, and do something romantic. Go someplace that you haven't gone before, not with the idea that the two of you are going to have sex. And if she says, well, it's only about sex, you could say, no, it's not. It's about wanting to reestablish a connection with you and some intimacy with you. So, okay. 855-99-DR-JOY. Joyce, you called. You hung up.
Yeah, we had Joyce on the line ready to go, and then we lost her.
Yeah.
Hopefully she'll call back.
Yeah, exactly. All right. But the idea being, it's very hard to have a relationship with somebody you don't see. And working different shifts is certainly a problem. And I don't suggest that anybody lose their job. I think that you don't give up a job till you have another one lined up. But in a relationship, working different shifts is certainly a huge burden. And seeing it, I mean, it's one thing if you're doing it temporarily. And even if you're doing it temporarily, neither of you are working 168 hours a week, which means there's presumably some overlap where both of you are awake. And that's where you need, even if it's sort of unconventional, to find time to spend together. Because if you don't, what you're going to find is exactly the situation you're talking about here. It's not only that you're sleeping in separate beds, which is difficult enough, but that you really don't know each other, and neither of you, and both of you are feeling lonely and unappreciated and neglected, and that's not the stuff of which healthy marriages or even healthy lives are made. So it's really important that the two of you, that and since, as I said, you're the one who got in touch with me, I'm not blaming you or holding you responsible. I'm just saying you're the one who got in touch. So what I want you to do is to look at your schedule and look at hers and propose something, and you're going to be really smart because you're going to propose something that she would like to do. And if, for example, she's always worried about her weight, that maybe taking her out for breakfast isn't the world's best thing to do. Maybe offering to work out with her, or go on a bike ride with her, or go on a walk with her, or I suppose you could do some jogging, except we've just said that serious joggers and couch potatoes die at the same rate. Almost exactly the same rate. Boy, that would be discouraging, wouldn't it be? And here I've jogged all this time to stay, you know, to stay healthy, and I'm going to die at the same time the couch potatoes do. It's one of those really frustrating, you know, it's one of the ones you can see that the researcher starting off saying, I'm going to prove that this is really healthy, and oh my gosh, look at this. They die at the same rate.
Right.
Exactly the same rate.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it wasn't even like, you know, plus or minus 10%. It was like, ta-dum, exactly the same number. So, But Mike, find something to do that she would like to do that you can be generous and lovely about. And don't be so heavily invested in that if she doesn't instantly say, gee, honey, that's great, I can hardly wait. Because the two of you, it sounds like, have been somewhat estranged for some period of time. So it may take a while to reestablish some degree of trust and closeness and intimacy. But remind yourself, the two of you at one point, you know, couldn't be away from each other. You were so crazy about each other. And you need to kind of rekindle and rediscover that energy about each other, even if you're working different shifts. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Kid, this facility is like a ship. So how do I keep us on course without micromanaging every detail? Easy, with Grainger. Grainger's online tools help give me the visibility I need. I can shop, order, and manage all our activity. Oversee purchases, control costs, all while you guys get to order what you need when you need it. I run a tight ship, kid. I run it with Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Learn more at Grainger.com/online purchasing. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, molds, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hey, I rode the elevator with you, but I don't work on the upper floors. I just want to squeeze in there right next to you, so the RFID scanner in my pocket can capture all your personal information, your debit and credit cards, even your work ID badge. So your identity is now my identity. Going up, so am I.
For over 10 years, ID Stronghold has pioneered RFID blocking wallets and ID badge holders for consumers, the U.S. military, and even the executive office of the president. Shouldn't you be protected too? ID Stronghold wallets cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection.
I'm Wal Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Don't be a victim of electronic pickpocketing. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses.
Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID blocking wallets and badge holders. IDStronghold.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY. Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Jim, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good, Jim. What's on your mind?
Well, I have a girlfriend, and her counselor has told her that I am probably a narcissist. So I'm calling to find out if there are good and bad and what exactly maybe a narcissist...
Okay.
And let me give you a brief...
Okay.
I'm 35. I have a 5-year-old, and my girlfriend is actually 23. She has no kids, bipolar, depression, et cetera.
Why are you dating somebody who's 12 years younger than you are?
Trying to figure that out, too.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me wander through this a little bit at a time with you. First of all, the traditional view of narcissism is narcissist was the beauty who in Greek legend, I think it's Greek legend, who was so enamored of his own self that he looked into the water and wanted to kiss himself and drowned. So the idea is a narcissist is somebody who's very self-involved and who thinks that they're, you know, beautiful and wonderful and whatever, okay? Narcissism is kind of an inability to focus on anybody else's needs but your own. Now, that's traditionally what the term means. Now, what the therapist meant, who knows? I mean, people misuse terms all the time. But it sounds to me that your girlfriend sort of described somebody who wanted things his own way, who ran things his own way. I mean, part of it is when you date somebody who's that much younger than you are, you're going to feel that you're the daddy, that you're in charge. I mean, there are going to be control issues. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, again, the therapist hasn't really met you. I think diagnosing somebody from somebody else's opinion, very, very iffy, very chancy. But I think the point is at this moment that, I mean, I guess if somebody came to me and said, well, you're clearly a narcissist, I'd say, okay, what do you mean by that? How is it manifest? And what do you want to do about it? Is it traditionally it's viewed as a character disorder? But again, it's a secondhand description. I mean, it's secondhand from the therapist. It's also secondhand because your girlfriend is describing you as opposed to your therapist evaluating you.
Right, it's so, like a third party.
Exactly. What else can I help you with? I mean, it seems to me that how long have you been dating this person?
Well, we kind of dated for about a year, but, you know, I'm questioning the whole relationship. I've had her move in, and when she moved in, it just didn't work out with my five-year-old. Myself and my ex-wife have a very good relationship. We don't have a schedule for our son. We just do whatever's best for him.
Well, I think a schedule would probably work much better for everybody concerned. I think the children really respond very well to structure, as do adults. I'm not sure. I don't know what works best for him is. I think he needs to know when he's going to be at which house and why he's going to be there. And I mean, I think there can certainly be flexibility in the schedule. For example, if he's supposed to be with you and his mom wants to take him to a birthday party, that's probably fine.
Right.
But on the other hand, I think that, you know, well, I'll take him for a while and then you take him for a while, I think it's just going to be confusing to the adults as well as to the child. But I mean, a 23-year-old is presumably not terribly interested in being somebody else's mom. I mean, she's the baby.
Right.
Again, it doesn't sound to me that she's a whole lot happier with the relationship than you are, but
right. And
but that's what a narcissist
is. I'm trying to figure out if it's like a love, if I do actually love her or if I lust her, and do I want somebody who has a lot of issues?
Well, again, those are interesting questions. What the two of you may want to do is see her therapist together, which is a better way for the therapist to get a feel of what the relationship is as opposed to diagnosing somebody with a character disorder secondhand.
Yeah, because it when you look up narcissists, there's a lot of definitions and a lot of...
Well, they fall basically in the same general category.
Right, that you think about yourself. But I've brought up, you know, that you do have to think about yourself.
Jim,
be careful.
Jim, I'm not arguing this relationship one with the other. I don't know very much about it. I don't think the therapist is... I don't think... If somebody came to me and said, here's what my partner's like... I'd say, well, you know, why are you with them as opposed to, well, this is who they are? Because obviously people describe things differently and they have a point of view and they have, an axe to grind and they have.
Right.
So, but you asked me a very specific question to which it sounds like you basically already had the answer. But I think the question you need to be asking yourself is, you know, what works in this relationship and what doesn't?
Right.
It also sounds like your son could probably use a little bit more structure in the dealing with between you and your wife.
Great.
Your ex-wife, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, so here's the deal. The psychological terms get bandied about by people who sometimes know what they're talking about and sometimes not. But if, you know, ideas are for using, not believing. If you want to, again, this seems to come back very quickly to, do I want to stay or do I want to go? And if you want to stay, then you look for a basis on which to go forward. If you want to leave, then, I mean, you leave. And the idea, you need to be careful about that, because you don't want to entrap somebody with the idea of, well, you know, if only they'd be completely different than they really are. And that just doesn't make any sense. You wouldn't want someone to treat you that way, and you don't want to treat... It's going to be a heartbreak. It's going to be a long, unpleasant journey. And to no payoff, that you need to figure out, do I stay or do I go? Is there something here that makes enough sense? And, well, you know, the older we get, I think the more we understand that some level of communality makes a huge amount of difference, that you don't have to be each other's mirror image. When we're young enough, I think we find someone who is very different than we are, because we feel that we're not very crazy about who we really are. And as we get older, we become more accepting of ourselves, so other people who are like us, or at least have similar interests, are more appealing. Again, do I want to stay or do I want to go? What am I really looking for? And beware of labels, because they usually don't get you any place that's very useful. All right, speaking of labels, can we go back to bah humbugging?
More people complaining about their Christmas experiences.
Well, they're not necessarily complaining. They're just
they
elucidating.
Like
elucidating, yeah.
Yeah.
There we go.
Yeah, I like that. That makes sense. Let's go to Linda. She says, managing everyone's expectations, adults and children.
Well, expectations are the death of serenity, as you hear me saying all the time. So that's a stupid and cheerful. Do what makes sense to you and let the rest of it go. And if people say things like, well, I expected you to do that, or how come you didn't do that, you can say, we can talk about this, or you can do it for yourself. Or, I mean, be careful about that, because if you're doing more than you want to be doing and expecting people to be grateful, you're going to be a royal pain in the neck.
Yeah.
That martyrdom looks great on vellum. It is not a workable lifestyle. So let them worry about their expectations. You do what makes sense to you. Honest. It'll lessen the tension. You're going to be asking less of them. And if they want something more, they can ask for it. If they don't ask for it, no, you don't ask, you don't get. But the expectations is a trap. It really is.
Let's go to Jeannie. She says, when it starts in September.
Well, I know that, and I don't think it started really in September. Well, maybe it did. The end of September, I would say, this year. But I told you, I ran into a sign that says, we promise not to play Christmas carols till the middle of December. And well, they had this out on a sign out front, being a come on, that people would come in to do that.
Well, it's interesting because, you know, I think saying that it starts in September is a bit of a stretch, but I think we've kind of gotten to a point now where it jumps over Thanksgiving sometimes, where people get into
It happened before that. There was Christmas stuff in the store before Halloween.
Oh man.
Yeah. This was part of it was that it's as late as it can be with minus one day. It could be one day later.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. I don't know if it's a statement of the economy. And have you noticed that everybody's sending out things saying, okay, we're extending Black Friday?
Yeah, I have noticed that. let's go to Karen. She says, shopping when you don't know what to buy for people.
Oh, see, I think that's kind of fun if you do it far enough in advance, although it's part of my sort of shopping mentalities. I actually like shopping. But part of it is I just start shopping for next year's Christmas the day after Christmas this year, because that's when all the sales are.
Mm-hmm.
And just buying things when it occurs to me that the problem is that if your family's like mine, that there are some people that are easier to buy for and that you actually like better. And so you end up with like 14 things for them, and for everybody else you get like one thing. So it is somewhat of a problem, but not completely unmanageable. All right, 855-99-DR-JOY. You got something on your mind, you want to chat with me, give me a holler. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Demographic Cliff, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.harrydentresearch.com. Again, that's www.harrydentresearch.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Hey, I rode the elevator with you, but I don't work on the upper floors. I just want to squeeze in there right next to you so the RFID scanner in my pocket can capture all your personal information, your debit and credit cards, even your work ID badge. So your identity is now my identity. Going up, so am I.
For over 10 years, ID Stronghold has pioneered RFID blocking wallets and ID badge holders for consumers, the U.S. military, and even the executive office of the president. Shouldn't you be protected too? ID Stronghold wallets cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection.
I'm Wal Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Don't be a victim of electronic pickpocketing. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses.
Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID blocking wallets and badge holders. IDStronghold.com.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Dr. Joy Brown, howdy.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I'm a longtime podcast listener.
Yeah.
The question is, and it'll be clear once I give you the facts, is how do I respond to my mother and my family respond to her? She is 91 years old. She lives in her own house, but she has full-time caregivers because she can't cook or clean or do other things for herself. But she can walk around the house, and she's on oxygen. Lately, it seems she's been going, slipping out of reality and going back into the past. It's probably early signs of some dementia, whether it's senile or Alzheimer's. I don't think it's important. But the thing is, like, how do we respond when she says, you know, like, I want to invite, it would be my grandmother, her mother, for dinner, when her mother has been dead for 30, 40 years? I mean, do we just say she's dead, or do we humor her or change the topic?
Okay,
sometimes she gets combative.
Sure, absolutely, and I get it, and I think that any of us who are lucky enough to have our parents get old enough are going to face this one. And I had to deal with my grandmother in particular, and she would say, you know, where's Herman, who was her husband, who'd been gone at that moment for 30 years. And if you say to her, Grandma, he's been dead for 30 years, it was like she was experiencing the death for the first time, and she would become inconsolable. So what you would say is, well, okay, we can give him a holler, or if you'd like to write him a note, we could do that. I mean, I think what you do is, I don't think you necessarily have to do reality testing. I also think you don't have to lie about it. But when she says it'd be nice to invite Grandma for dinner, say, tell me what you'd serve. Okay, because that way, in that moment, you're not making her re-experience the loss. Because if you do, she will, and that's the problem. What we know with the memory is a very complicated issue, and there are at least six identified. I think maybe six or seven parts of the brain that are identified with memory at this point. And the difference between Alzheimer's used to be called pre-senile dementia, which is that your brain had the hallmarks of senility, and you weren't old enough to justify it. And now there's really not much of a distinction. It's one of those misused terms that we talk about from time to time. But when she says, "Well, let's invite," you know, I'd like to invite my mother, say, well, tell me what you'd serve. And I think that is a fair way of splitting the difference between not necessarily indulging her in something that's not true, is a lie, of saying, okay, well, we'll invite her, or you can invite her if you'd like, is probably okay. But again, if you say to her, honey, she's dead. I mean, what you'll find is this heartbreaking, heart-wrenching thing where she's re-experiencing it, like for the first time. And we know that with memory, that first in, last out. So she'll be much more cogent about things that happened, well, she's 91, happened 75 years ago or even 80 years ago than she is something that happened 8 minutes ago. And I think that that's just part of the aging process that is frustrating to I think those of us who are intact, but in some ways maybe sort of nature's way of helping somebody to ease them into the last stages of their lives. But I do think as a caregiver and as an interested, loving family member that you need to split the difference, and I think that that's the way to do it, of not necessarily distracting her per se. Well, let's talk about something else, because she's not stupid. And just as when you try to distract a kid, they'll come whipping back to exactly what it is you were trying to distract them from. But say, well, gee, that's an interesting idea. What was her favorite thing to eat? Or what do you enjoy eating? Or what would you make? Or, you know, if you want to, you know, invite her, that's fine. I mean, whatever. So that you're not either participating in a lie, but you're also not making her deal with the reality of a loss.
All right. I never even thought of taking the middle ground like that. It was either one or two.
Well, I'm the queen of the middle ground. And, you know, I think when we're, and it's an interesting issue because it also comes up with people who are not oriented to reality, of people who are psychotic. And the question is, what do you do? And I think it's a similar kind of answer because it's a similar kind of condition. As it's then, as you point out, if you say to somebody, "No, you're wrong," or "This has happened," what you will get is very often either aggression or sadness or some horrible combination of the two. So. And if you're dealing with a young person who's psychotic, then what you do is get them some professional help. When you're dealing with an elderly person who's not psychotic, they're just very forgetful and needing, to a certain extent, to reconfigure their reality to make it more acceptable, that you can find that middle ground. And quite often, it's kind of pleasurable for both of, you know, sitting down and saying, you know, tell me the favorite recipe that the two of you had. And it can be very pleasurable for both of you, but it is about finding that middle ground.
All right, we'll try that.
All righty?
We'll see how it works, yep.
Good enough. If you need some help, you know where to find me. You're welcome. Yeah, that whole issue about, you know, it's we are so conditioned to think in terms of black and white, yes or no, on or off. But quite often, there is a great deal to be mined and a great deal to be discovered and a gentler way of not only dealing with other people, but dealing with ourselves by seeing if we can't find that middle ground. If neither choice is acceptable, then you got to figure out something else. I mean, if you hate both your options, then what you need to do is begin looking for alternatives. And the way to find the alternatives is to think, okay, is there a middle ground here? Is there something that I could do that accomplishes part of what I want to do without making somebody either going along with something that I think is completely wrong or completely nuts? I have an example that I may have shared with you before is I have a friend who truly believes that she was kidnapped by aliens and anal probed the whole thing. And she's not a stupid woman. She's not psychotic. And I have known her. I don't know her as well anymore. I knew her mostly when I was in San Francisco, and then we kept in touch because she was a really nice lady. And you know, at some point, I mean, she said. She said she was very nice to me and very friendly, and she said that I was part of the new order, that I had been placed here to lead people in a new kind of consciousness, which is, of course, a very flattering thing to say. I'm not sure I bought into it, but it was very flattering. And at some point, I think I naively said, well, you know, I'm, what are you saying then? I'm based on what? And then she went into the whole anal probe thing. And I said, Eloise, look, I love you dearly, but you have to remember, underneath all of this, I'm still a psychologist, and it's not that I'm disputing what you're saying. It's that I can't sort of accept it completely, and I don't really want to argue about it. So let's put that aside. Let's sort of understand that this is something that you and I can.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Hey, I rode the elevator with you, but I don't work on the upper floors. I just want to squeeze in there right next to you so the RFID scanner in my pocket can capture all your personal information, your debit and credit cards, even your work ID badge. So your identity is now my identity. Going up, so am I.
For over 10 years, ID Stronghold has pioneered RFID blocking wallets and ID badge holders for consumers, the U.S. military, and even the executive office of the president. Shouldn't you be protected too? ID Stronghold wallets cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection.
I'm Wal Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Don't be a victim of electronic pickpocketing. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses.
Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID blocking wallets and badge holders.
IDStronghold.com.